From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May the 5th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that providing medical services to the incarcerated was the topic of discussion at the Greene County Legislators' latest Jail Project Committee meeting on Wednesday, May the 4th. The group heard from retired Ulster County Jail Administrator Brad Ebel. Ebel spoke about his experience opening a new county jail and privatizing medical services at that facility. He is now the Vice President of Business Development for Correctional Medical Care, a private health care company for prisoners. Ebel said the cost of medical services at the Ulster County Jail totaled approximately $2.7 million. Private companies can provide staffing, medical billing, pharmacy, and medical supply services. Under its current system, Greene County employs one nurse who works 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. If an individual is seriously ill or injured, they are sent to the hospital. Ebel said that after the Ulster County Jail contracted privately for medical services, the number of emergency room visits decreased dramatically. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Pat Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarcombe could become one of the only handful of sheriffs across the state with the power to issue pistol permits. A bill to that effect has been approved by the state Senate, and a similar bill is under consideration in the Assembly. Van Blarcombe said allowing him to sign pistol permits would end a months-long backlog in the issuance of pistol permits. He said, and I quote, "It's just a service to the taxpayers here. Right now, you might wait up to a year or more to have a judge sign a pistol permit," unquote. At present, pistol permits can be issued to Ulster County residents by the judges in county court, family court, surrogates court, and state supreme court. City of Kingston judges issue pistol permits to city residents. In a press release announcing the bill's passage in the state Senate, Senator John Bernacchi called the measure a, and I quote, "common sense piece of legislation," end quote. Following the mass shooting in San Bernardino, California in December, Van Blarcombe made national news when he posted on the Ulster County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and I quote, "In light of recent events that have occurred in the United States and around the world, I want to encourage citizens of Ulster County who are licensed to carry a firearm to please do so," end quote. Van Blarcombe, a Democrat, was first elected sheriff in 2006. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Bob Bishop's name will remain on the Republican ballot for the June primary election after surviving a legal challenge to his petitions. Bishop is seeking the GOP line in the November 19th congressional district race. An Andrew Heaney campaign staffer and two donors sought to invalidate Bishop's petitions, alleging that nearly 2,000 signatures Bishop collected were the products of fraud. The Bishop campaign announced on Wednesday, May the 4th, that the State Board of Elections ruled against the challenge and validated the petitions. However, nearly 500 of the signatures were thrown out in the process. Bishop said in a statement, and I quote, "Today the Board of Elections confirmed what I have been saying for the past 2 weeks. Our campaign received well over the number of valid signatures required to qualify for the Republican primary," end quote. Haney and Bishop face John Faso in the Republican primary for the seat currently held by Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson. Bishop will be a guest on WGXE's All Together Now on Tuesday, May the 10th at 6 p.m. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on May the 4th more than $1 million spending on cell sense technology to all 54 state prisons to crack down on contraband weapons. Cell sense devices are used to conduct full body searches of inmates and screen mail, laundry mattresses, and other inmate property. They are already installed in 48 of New York State's 54 prisons, with the remaining facilities to receive them by the year's end, and are smaller and more mobile than traditional metal detectors. Governor Cuomo said, and I quote, "This new technology will better detect contraband and serve as a deterrent to illicit activity in New York's prisons, helping to protect the health and safety of corrections officers and inmates," end quote. Amelia Teasdale reports in Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Town Board will leave voters there underrepresented, not filling the seat of recently deceased Councilwoman Deb Simonmeister. Councilwoman Patsy Leader said, and I quote, "There is no way we can fill her shoes," end quote. although the board could appoint a new member or hold an election. Resident Ed Simonson praised Simon Meiser's work for the town during the public comment section of the meeting, but said, and I quote, "I think the public is served by having a full board," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that a Cohoes man told the state attorney general's office on May the 3rd that, in his opinion, a Troy police sergeant was not in danger when the officer killed an unarmed DWI suspect last month. Last week, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman filed a lawsuit against Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov for hurrying a grand jury decision on the matter. Abelov, it turns out, did not interview this witness, whose account is at odds with the police description of events. Abelov is refusing to say anything on the matter. He said, and I quote, "I prefer not to comment on pending litigation publicly. I'm not going to try this matter in the media. I do understand that the Attorney General has made a number of comments publicly about his pending litigation. I choose not to do that. I'd rather litigate this as it's supposed to be litigated," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced $20 million in grants through the Hudson Valley Agricultural Enhancement Program to help local farmers, although the grants went locally only to counties east of the Hudson River. Green, Albany, and Ulster counties were shut out. The grants go to maintain the land's use for agricultural purposes, protecting more than 5,600 acres of active farmland. Here are the grants totals by county. Columbia County received $4.16 million for 5 projects. Saratoga County received $3.14 million for 7 projects. Dutchess County received $3.01 million for 4 projects. Orange County received $2.83 million for 4 projects. Rensselaer County received $2.55 million for 4 projects. Westchester County received $1.84 million for 1 project. And Washington County received $863,000 for 3 projects. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m. today, then a slight chance of showers after 9 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 54 degrees. The Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly after 9 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 46 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, rain is likely, then thunderstorms, also possible afternoon. It will be cloudy with a high near 58 degrees. The Friday night, showers likely, mainly before 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 49. And on Saturday, a chance of showers, mainly before 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 64 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise today was at 5:43 a.m., and the sun will set at 8 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 5th day of May 2016, Cinco de Mayo. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.